tell you the story of love and murder involving a University Park fire official.
Fire!
Mm-hmm. 47-year-old Bob Pointer was found dead on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
In the 600 block of FM 35 out in Royce City. He had been shot in the head. His wife, Chasey Pointer, C-H-A-C-E-Y, was arrested on a charge of conspiracy to commit said murder. And another man, which turned out to be her lover, was charged as well. He looks like a really rough fella. His name is Michael Garza. And it looks like that Chasey and Bob Pointer were in the midst of a divorce. And according to this, it says that they hatched a plan to kill the fire captain so they could remain together. If they're getting a divorce, wouldn't they be able to be together anyway? This doesn't make sense to me.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Now, here's the rub.
Was he the fire captain?
The fire captain is the guy that was killed.
Okay.
Yes. And then she was seeing this other guy, and I guess that may have been part of the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe he was in the way of it or something like that, or...
Well, no, I don't get... That's what I don't get. I mean, they were in the midst of getting a divorce, and they still killed the guy.
It's just kind of expedited things a little quicker than otherwise.
Here's how it happened. She said that she told police that she and Garza were seeing each other while she was married to the fire captain. She claimed that her husband abused her.
Mm-hmm.
Then filed for divorce and told her she wouldn't get custody of their 6-year-old daughter. Now, maybe that is the main reason that they decided to kill him. I doubt the fact that it was to be with the dude. Maybe they had planned all that out. She discussed the alleged abuse with her lover, Garza, who told her he was a, quote, shot caller, who was willing to order people to be killed for her.
A shot caller? Or a shock caller?
Shot caller.
Okay, he calls the shots.
Like Babe Ruth.
Huh.
That
okay.
If anybody was standing in her way of what she wanted, he would be able to call that shot to have whoever terminated. And it just so happened that his first called shot was her ex or her estranged husband.
Shot caller.
So here's how it happened.
Nice.
Friday, Garza and Chasey Pointer met up at his place. You know, why did they even mention this? Where they had sex in the evening.
Okay.
This is important.
Oh. Why?
No, it's not. Because it sells
yes, it
papers.
Is too.
It gets clicks
it
and sells papers.
It's not definitely important.
It's
at
definitely
all.
Important.
It has nothing to do
it's
with
important
anything.
To sex scandal Mike.
What is wrong with you?
This is stuff I want to know.
When are you going to get over your sex obsession?
This is stuff I want to know.
I know. You
continue the story.
You have a problem with sex. We need to get you help.
I have a lot of problems.
They say that after that...
Was he nude?
They came up with a plan to kill Robert Pointer to make it seem like a robbery. She made her Jeep seem like it was stuck in the mud and called her husband for help. This is where they met, at the end of the county road out in Royce City.
Mm-hmm.
So he shows up to help her get the car out. And by the way, man, so they're estranged. There's all sorts of issues going on.
Sounds like a good dude.
Yet she calls him and he shows up.
And goes all the way out to Royce City.
Yes, goes to Royce City to
help
her.
Does he not even think to ask, what are you doing in Royce City?
I'm sure she made up some plan, some story. So he walked over to her Jeep.
She told him she was going antiquing.
Maybe so. Maybe it was... But on an FM road? A farm-to-market road?
I don't know, dude.
And this is, what, a Friday night?
Yeah.
I'm just speculating on the antiquing.
She told her husband to move the Jeep back onto the main road. And as he was pushing, Garza appeared out of nowhere and shot him in the head.
Damn.
Killing him.
Man, that's cold.
Garza told Chasey Pointer that he would burn the victim's truck and his clothes so there would be no evidence.
What about the body?
Well, it doesn't matter because he did none of that. He didn't burn anything. They just left. She tried calling. I think she got so freaked out over what happened, she tried to call 911. He then took her phone, Garza did, and threw it into the mud.
And what then, a well-planned crime.
And then took off.
So there's her phone at the crime scene.
Yeah, where you could ping it at any time, you know. She told police that even though they had hatched a plan to murder him, she didn't want to hurt Robert. She didn't want to see him dead. She only wanted him to hurt the way he made her hurt. She wanted the ability to make him sore.
To have
if I want to, I can bring so much soreness down on you.
Tiger was obsessed with making women sore.
I would love to have the ability to make you sore.
I think that was your interpretation of something that was not on there.
No, it was.
He was reading it word for word.
Yes, I was. You.
I love you, but I've chosen to use your mouth as a toilet.
That is not one, I can promise you.
That's a band.
So he was a captain with the University Park Fire Department, Pointer was, where he'd worked for 18 years. He started out as a firefighter paramedic. He was promoted to lieutenant in 2002 before being promoted to captain in 2012. It says he and three other UP firefighters were sent to Louisiana to search for survivors after Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
They issued a statement. They got married. The two of them got married in December of 2009. At that time, how many years ago was that? Seven? So he was 40. And she would have been 21.
Hey, now.
There's your first mistake.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is your first mistake.
Got to stay in your own demographic, man.
Big talk.
I'm sorry, what?
Got to stay in your own demographic.
What?
Come
over,
on, little girl, let me know.
Over 18?
I don't want to say that there is a pot and a kettle and
you ever say that again.
Yeah.
Ever.
That needs to be stricken yes. from your vernacular.
Go ahead and delete that from your little hard drive up there when you have something funny you need to throw in.
Unless you would like to tell everyone the age difference for you right now.
It's my slight.
Slightly more than this age difference?
Let's just say slight.
The difference in this one is 20.
19.
19.
Yeah.
Daddy's baby girl.
Should we go up? Do I need to go up or
from
down?
What?
For
up
you.
From what?
For you. Up or down? Up from 19.
Because if it's up, you're out of the demographic.
Yeah. So it's
no,
up.
No, I don't.
It's a gray area.
Uh-huh.
Shot caller. Thank you.
It's rough.
Yeah. Therefore, you are not allowed to say...
Yeah, you can't
stay
say
in
that
your
anymore,
own demographic
Holmes.
Anymore.
Sorry, buddy.
All right.
I acquiesce.
When the age difference is actually older than the age of your child, then you just gotta stop. You got to quit. You got to give it up.
But it's not.
Wait a minute. I don't even agree with that.
No. How old's your kid?
24.
Okay, so that would mean an age difference would be 24 years
for
you?
It would be his age.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, you don't want that.
I mean, in theory, it sounds like fun, but in practice,
right,
it's fun for like an hour.
It's tough.
Practice?
But they had a kid. He filed for divorce. The case is still listed as pending, although I'm sure that will be expedited now. He filed, citing conflict of personalities. Imagine that. And man, she's really not that bad.
But see,
the dude that...
Would you?
Look at the cretin that she ended up with.
Would you?
I don't know. She's pretty road hard, man.
Yeah. She's road hard.
What?
Thumb up.
I think I've done worse.
You have? Than her?
Well, look. Have you seen her? Look.
Oh, definitely a lot worse.
Yeah. There's no doubt.
Good God. You ever been to Surprise, Arizona?
Oh, definitely a lot worse.
I've got a flask in my car if you guys want to join me for an after-hours drink.
All right, we have to go.
A lot worse.
So late.
Yeah, we really
I will not
are.
Do worse than Michael Garza, though. Rotten hell, young man.